Right now on VFN TV, Israel thwarts a terrorist attack right there in the old city. Also, churches are going to Flint, Michigan to be able to provide water and help for those that have lead in their water. And Dinesh D'Souza, you might remember him from a couple of movies he made, and even having to go serve a jail sentence because something happened. But he's standing on the stage with Bill Ayers talking about injustices taking place. That and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side. No matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me. And when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate this city to you.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, right straight from the old city in Jerusalem, they just thwarted a terrorist attack supposedly coming from the West Bank, 3 terrorists coming into the old city, and a police officer was killed and one was wounded. Let's take a look.
This is Chris Mitchell reporting from the latest terror attack here in Jerusalem. You can probably see behind me, this is the Damascus Gate right on the walls of the old city. Many attacks have taken place here lately, and I'll show you this, the scene right now. You can see some of the police line that has already been taken down. This happened about an hour, maybe 2 hours ago from where we are right now. And we're going to go up to the scene of actually where it took place. And what we've been told by police spokesperson is that there were 3 terrorists, and one of them actually, I think, was presenting his ID to one of the police women, actually, and then another opened up with automatic fire. And we had been told, one of our messages from a top commander of the police, that 2 of the women policemen actually saved a much larger terror attack with their bodies themselves. I think one of them was critically wounded in the attack. And actually, this is the scene of the place right here. Just a little while ago, we saw 3 bodies taken out, and those were the terrorists that had been killed right on the spot. We talked to the mayor earlier, too, and he said that the actions of the police saved people from a much larger terror attack that could have taken place. And we have people around here trying to get into the shot. But unfortunately, tragically, this is where the scene of the attack took place. Right now, it's actually been cleaned off.
Many of the police have already left, but people are milling around now looking at looking the scene of the attack. Unfortunately and tragically, this has been going on for several months, these kind of attacks, and so that's why a lot of people are asking for prayer for the peace of Jerusalem. That's what it says in Psalm 122:6. And really, a number of these attacks have affected the citizens of this place. The Damascus Gate is actually like a focal point where many Jews and Arabs are on their way to the Temple Mount, or called the Harim El Sharif for the Arabs. And so this is a very sensitive place, in particularly in the Jerusalem's old city. So please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And this is Chris Mitchell reporting from the Damascus Gate.
Can you imagine right now, if we're reporting from Washington, D.C., that police officers were thwarting a terrorist attack in Washington, D.C.? The three terrorists are killed. One Washington police officer is killed. Another one is wounded. That's what just happened. That's what just happened in Jerusalem, in the old city, and we're not even hearing about it on all the broadcasts around America. Why? It's time for us to begin to be able to broadcast the truth and what's going on in their day-to-day life. They have these terrorist attacks going on again and again, bus stops that we talked about, different things taking place where they're riding cars into bus stops, they're charging people at bus stops with knives. They're just doing all kinds of just evil attacks on the Jews. And this is radical Islamic individuals that are doing this. At the same time this is going on, our president, as we reported on our previous program, was speaking at an American mosque, the first time he spoke at an American mosque, and he's talking about a peaceful religion. He does talk about the fringe elements. And yes, most of Muslims in the world, reportedly, they are, you know, peaceful Muslims, but this 1.3 billion, and some of the numbers are it's like 10% are radical. That's all. That's equal to the population of America. That's a lot of people. That could be like 300 million radical views of Islam trying to do this very thing. But the big thing is, I thought it was pretty interesting what the mayor said. I believe it was Barak, the mayor of Jerusalem. He said, you know what? It's safer here in Jerusalem than it is in America. Every time I go to America, I pray that I get back safely, because per capita, I'm 6 times more likely to be hurt in America by crime than I am in Jerusalem. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing the comparison that's going on right there. I want to remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God is watching us, how we perceive that. And if you just watch secular media who talks about, you know, not Israel from a right perspective, or from some sort of BDS boycott, sanctions and divestment type things, and Israel's this bad particular nation that the Palestinian people need to rise up and do away with Israel. If that's the only thing you listen to, you're missing out on the truth of what's going on. It's amazing what the Jews are doing for the world, what they're doing for the Middle East, and they're the last bastion of democracy in the Middle East. If they were to go, the whole thing. You think about this. Our president is speaking at an Islamic mosque, talking about the peaceful religion, but the truth is, there's countries right now that are Islamic countries that they don't, like Morocco, they don't even acknowledge that Christians even exist. They say they have no Christians there. All they acknowledge are Muslims and Jews inside of Morocco. It's illegal. It's actually in some Muslim countries, if you convert from Islam to Christianity, it's a death sentence. It's a legal Sharia law death sentence if you were to do that. But yet, our president's in a mosque in America, talking about it's a peaceful religion. If he talked about all of that, you know, it'd be different. Yes, most Muslims are peaceful, but a large percentage based on the American population, the world population, if it's 1.3 billion, if it's 10% that are, you could take 10% of that number, and that's over the size of our country. So it's very significant. And so when you see that attack take place that you just saw, or just saw the rip right after it happened there in Israel, that realize that's like Washington, D.C., and if that happened in Washington, D.C., remember it happened in San Bernardino. Well, if that happened in Washington, D.C., we would be all alert. As Christians and Jews, we should be all alert and go, this is wrong. We need to do something about that. We need to pay attention to it. You know, I don't know if you heard about what's happening in Flint, Michigan, but they tried to save money. We talked about this for quite some time on VFN TV, and we prophesied these days are coming. But what happened was that they tried to save money, and reportedly the leaders shifted how they actually received their water from a different source, and they didn't even check it. And what they found out, they were feeding water to all the residents in this particular area of Flint, Michigan, that had lead in the water, and all of a sudden, many people started getting lead poisoning, and the children started to get lead poisoning, which you wouldn't even think of that. As a matter of fact, but the churches are doing something about it, and you can too, as a matter of fact. Let's take a look right now.
What's been happening with the water in the city of Flint has been characterized as a crisis, which has prompted a response on both the state and federal level. But it's also bringing others together to help the people of Flint, including Christians. Joining me now is Pastor Chet Atkins of the Gideon Christ Community Church in nearby Saginaw. Pastor Atkins, I know you and a team of volunteers drove down to Flint yesterday to deliver hundreds of cases of bottled water. Why was it so important for you to drive 40 miles down south to Flint to do that?
Jesus said, they would know that you're my disciples when you have love for one another. And that was a need. You know, I was just prompted by the Holy Spirit that I had to do something. You know, my original intent was to do 75 cases of water, but it turned out we turned out to be 350 cases of water. Mm. Every door that we went to, you could see the gratefulness. You can see the gratefulness of what the people was happy just to, not only just the water, but is the point of somebody knocking on their door that is a stranger that they don't even know that care about what they're feeling. We prayed against the water. You know, the Bible says we speak those things as be not as though they are. After we got done praying, you can see the countenance of their face had changed.
Was your team just all church volunteers or all pastors? Who all was part of the effort with you?
There was a few pastors, also a few lay people from the church, but it was also people from the community that was in Flint. That was the amazing thing that got me.
So the people who needed help were out there helping others themselves.
Exactly. That's exactly.
There's been a lot of finger pointing and there's a lot of blame that people want to associate politically. Did any of that factor into your thoughts as you were contemplating what you personally could do to help?
No, that didn't. No, not at all. Not at all, because of the simple fact. I understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The people in Flint, when I was walking with them, basically they didn't even go with the politics thing. They basically was more concerned with somebody do something about it.
So you think about this, that's so awesome that the church is going down and being able to minister. Do you know, I was just recently noticing in neighborhoods that are in the region that we're in, that there's so many people in need. There's so many people in need. That the church could be so active doing exactly what these believers were doing from Flint, Michigan. But you know what I saw? I saw Muslims that were out there, Muslim communities in Islam, and they were out there giving people water that was thirsty. They were providing food for people that were hungry. They were helping people get jobs. But you know what? I didn't see the church. I didn't see the church. You know where the church? We got to come outside of our walls. God's going to hold us accountable for what we did and didn't do. He says very specifically that he's going to separate us at the judgment seat based on how we treated folks. He said, listen, I'll put some on my right hand and some on my left hand. The ones on my right hand, he defined them as sheep. And the one on his left hand, he defined them as goats. You know what determined whether they were sheep or goats? What were sheep or goats? Is did we actually give water to somebody? Did we give food to somebody? And, you know, we can't criticize, you know, Islam and Muslims for going out and being kind to people that the church is choosing not to be kind to. Thank God that somebody's meeting somebody's need. But we as the church, we need to get out of our walls. We need to quit spending all of our money on ourselves and the next building wing, the next, you know, whatever that we're doing. And begin. This is what statistics are according to George Barna. The church in America is spending $1.3 million per baptized believer. I mean, how many people can we feed with that? How many people can we help with their rent with that? How many people can we clothe with that? How many people can we educate for that? You know, and this, you know, it was just so surprising to see that the church was nowhere to be found in the context of that. And it's like, you know, hey, you know, if a vacuum forms because of the absence of light, we can't complain when darkness fills that thing. So I'm so thankful for Flint, Michigan, what the people are doing in Flint, Michigan, the church, to be able to provide water. But I want to challenge you to be a part of going out and making a difference in your own neighborhood, in your own community. You know, get with your local leaders and maybe your sheriff or your chief of police or your ministers in your city. Say, what can we do in this city for the people in need? Join us at the break. We have so much to talk about. One thing we talk about is that is the one who made the Center for Medical Progress videos, who allegedly caught Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts and all the things that we showed you, that they had him indicted and charged in Texas. And there's a demonstration going on right now to be able to break those, to drop those charges, because they're saying it's a ridiculous charges. We'll talk more about that when we get back from the break. Join us.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN-TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Oh, my goodness. You are going to be shocked about this. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
It's one thing the last 7 years has prevented. I think we're shockproof.
Shockproof for sure.
Somebody says, "You know, are you shocked?" I was shocked. I'm not shocked anymore.
Yeah. No.
We're beyond shock. Mm-mm. We're electrocuted. Well, you know, we talked to you about, and you probably could see, you know, his picture up behind me when I'm
David DeLeiden, right?
David DeLeiden, a man's in his 20s. They saw an injustice and they began to just do it. Mm-hmm. You know, the Center for Medical Progress.
A hero, really.
Yeah, and he went just like 2020 went, like ABC News went, like 60 mm-hmm. Minutes went for years and still going. You know, 60 Minutes is the oldest news program, I think, in the history of America.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
They're using the same stopwatch. I like their presentation, how they do it. Anyway, so, you know, so they investigative journalism is just gone.
I mean, yes.
You don't see that anymore the way it was. So he did what journalists supposedly do,
right?
And he went just to find out and capture the evidence. And we saw, you saw those videos. Allegedly, you're watching Planned Parenthood discuss on cutting deals to be able to sell very specific baby body parts.
Well, not just you saw them hands, you saw them eyes, saw brain.
And they're talking about it, and they're just saying, you know, we need this, we need that. They joked about buying a car with it, the money they can make from how to fund. You know, the Planned Parenthood clinics, because it's a nonprofit, and they're talking about this is a great way doctors can bring money in. And mm-hmm. It was shocking and it was amazing. But the biggest amazing thing is that they had indicted him in Texas. So you got to remember, just because, you know, John the Baptist was doing everything right, didn't mean he wasn't going to go to jail and didn't mean he wasn't going to lose his head.
That's right.
You know, just because Paul was doing everything right didn't mean that he was not going to go to jail and that he was not going to lose his head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
There's so many people that think, I mean, what's the justice movement out of Birmingham or Montgomery?
Mm.
But it's a great justice movement where this attorney's working. We had him on the program in the past, but they're working to free people who've been wrongly charged
in Birmingham.
In Birmingham. We'll think about it in a little bit. But the... even so, though, my God, it's a correction system. It's not the you're guilty forever system.
That's right.
And but they actually indicted him, the reports are now, because of they're threatening like a 20-year sentence because of a driver's license error.
Really?
Yeah, they're just trying to do this guy in. You know why? Because it's so significant what he has allegedly uncovered. I mean, that's how you know when you're doing right, when this whole system tries to come against you and tries to snuff you out, and all you're saying, like John the Baptist, repent, the kingdom of God is near.
And this is a brave, brave young man.
He's,
you know,
very
he could have been, you know, hit himself and all these different things, took the time to get educated and you know, plan this thing out the right way. Yeah. We need to support him with our prayers, for sure, at the very least.
But you got to see this. I want you to see this. This is, they're talking specifically about indicting him a possible 20-year sentence,
20-year sentence
for a driver's license error. Take a look at this.
This is the first time in history that a grand jury was impaneled and is bringing charges with a 20-year penalty for a driver's license, that a fake ID on a driver's license for this journalistic story.
So you're looking at a 20. Can you, first of all, I was in law enforcement, and there's a lot of driver's license mistakes and errors and identification issues. It's a kind of a downward spiral thing. We're going to talk about that, where you got to pay your money for your fine, but if you drive your car to work, you get another fine.
Right. It's a slippery slope.
But if they had to turn to a driver's license thing, when you have babies being mutilated out of their mother's womb, the body parts are being put into containers inside of these abortion clinics. It's being sold or distributed allegedly around the country. Federal Express, according to what we saw in the video, is giving a Federal Express overnight number to each body part. So if this particular university, by the way, a lot of it is going based on these reports to college campuses. And they said, please, this is what they said in the investigative videos. You know, please do not send the whole baby intact, because our students are our people who are doing the research. They open it up and it just throws them for a loop. In other words, dismember the body of the baby so that they won't feel bad about what they're doing.
Wow.
I mean, this is what's going on. This is what this young man, this 20, about 28 or so,
something like that,
year old man, just said, look, let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we need. I really believe you want to do something for the Lord in America right now, begin to say, you know what? I want to be that Lois Lane. You know, I want to be that Clark Kent outside the Superman thing, but he was a reporter that would go out and find the news. I can think of all the different, you know, historical, you know, reporters. But go find the story. Legally go out and begin to just capture these stories. People do it, you know, for evil reasons quite often in political schemes and stuff, but just to get the news out. I really believe that God's going to raise up embedded reporters, believers in every part of culture, every part of government, education, business, and we want to be a part of that, helping your voice be known. And so if you want to be a part of that, you know, contact us at vfntv.com, because it's so simple to take these modern day devices, simple like an iPhone or an Android, that has better pictures than expensive television equipment, and you can just put it in front of somebody's face and just ask them the question. Ask them the simple question, why did you do this, or what do you think about this, and you know, what just happened here, and why is the water got lead in it in Flint, Michigan?
In fact, we may be able to provide a way where you can send that footage to us, and we can somehow connect that and make sure that that gets out.
Well, I know this. I know I want to be able to show part of this interview, and we'll have the full interview available for you so you can see who's actually being prosecuted and how I mean, your just heart goes out to him. And his name again is?
David DeLeiden.
And he's been interviewed on The Blaze by Gunblatt. This is David DeLeiden. This is the one they indicted with a possible 20-year sentence for a driver's license issue. Watch.
And rarely do I see somebody who is as smart, as capable, and as spot-on mission and humble.
Thank you, Glenn.
As the guy,
thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
As the guy who's the opposite of Stu.
Thank you. The guy, I appreciate it.
Shut up, both
I
of
just
you.
Thought it was.
As David DeLeiden, he is the guy who has made the Planned Parenthood videos that we have been watching now as a nation. I believe he was raised up for this purpose. And David, welcome to the program. I want to tell you in person, you have changed me as a person. Your work has changed me. I think Pat would say the same thing.
Definitely.
We have always believed that abortion was wrong, but we bought into this lie that we shouldn't say anything. There's other topics that are too, we're carrying enough water. This is what we used to say to each other. We're carrying enough water. We can't carry any more water.
When it's too damaging.
Yeah. When your videos came out, I said, Stu said, Pat said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I don't care what the damage is. I don't care what happens. You changed us as people, and I thank you for that.
Okay, listen, we're gonna get to this interview. We have an offer for you, but I want you to hear firsthand this brave, brave man who did this, and now he's facing like David and Goliath, where the government, some of the people in the government in Texas is coming against him. We're going to have the interview for you, but right after this break.
Take a look at this offer.
We're so excited about this offer we have available for our VFN TV partners. For your partnership for any amount whatsoever, we have this offer. We'll send to you DVD or online where you can watch it. It's called One Thing in 2016. Offer 2001 is learning the keys to success, prosperity, and peace no matter what or who may come your way. This is so important to be able to keep your peace and focus on the Lord, just like David did. When all these things were happening against King David, he was just doing his job, but an entire government was coming against him led by Saul. Guess what he did? He focused on the one thing. This is an encouraging word. We have it for you for any gift whatsoever. Just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, click on partnering, or you can actually call 844-408-3688 or write to VFNTV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. One thing in 2016. God bless.
I'm Councilman P.C. Wu, District 1, City of Pensacola, and I want you to watch VFN-TV.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
Are religious topics off-limits for a writing assignment in college? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I attend a community college here in Monterey, and we were told to write a free topic essay that could be about anything that we wanted, and the point of the essay was to check our Spanish vocabulary and grammar, and I wrote a presentation of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and I got it returned to me with no grade, saying that it was an inappropriate subject and that the teacher did not want me preaching.
Well, Chris, let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice, because when you're given a free topic, that means the student picks the topic. Our religious topics are not off-limits, or a gospel presentation is not off-limits. It's supposed to be checking your utilization of a foreign language, and that's fine. But when the teacher gives an open-ended assignment like that, they can't say, well, we'll accept everything except discussion about religious faith or practices. So let me get you in touch with our lawyers at the ACLJ, and we'll get you some help. There is not a religious exemption to the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this up in this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.
Welcome back to your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right to David Delighton. This is the interview. Remember, this is the man who just got indicted, the young man who got indicted for uncovering, allegedly, Planned Parenthood, killing babies in the womb, pulling them out, cutting them up, selling them out, assigning Federal Express identification overnight numbers to each body part, allegedly,
and then shipping them to universities and research areas and people for whatever reason they want these babies' bodies, which proves that they're valuable. But listen, I want you to get this. I want you to get this interview so you can understand. This is the man who uncovered probably the biggest, most biblical proportions, historical, heavenly sins of ours in America, which is the shedding of innocent blood. Since 1973, there's been over how many?
50+ million.
50+ million murders, abortions of children in the womb. Let's take a look. This is David DeLeiden, the one that got indicted over a identification driver's license issue, facing 20 years over it, potentially, and be praying because we're believing that's not going to happen, that they're going to drop the charges. Thousands are standing today before the court saying drop these unjust charges. But let's meet the man. This is David DeLeiden being interviewed on the Blues, on the Blaze.
On the Blaze.
People, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me on, and that's very, very high praise to hear.
When I asked you, because we've been trying to get you on for a while, when I asked you, when you're standing on my stage yesterday, would you come on the radio show with me today? You said something that I thought was really intriguing, that you've been taking a back seat and trying not to be in the press. Do you mind talking about this?
Not at all. No, we can talk about it. Yeah.
Not wanting to be in the press. Why?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, I'm certainly not, I wouldn't say that I'm shrinking from, any opportunity or any kind of duty there, but I think it's, and I've said this before actually publicly, so I just say it again, that I think it's really important to be clear that the story is, it's not about me at the end of the day. It's about Planned Parenthood. It's about the babies that they kill and part out like used cars. And it's important to keep the focus on the actual revelations and the actual discoveries, and not let anything distract from that.
How many more of these do you have?
We gathered a total of close to 300 hours of undercover footage in the 2.5 years that we did this investigative journalism study. We've probably only released about 20 of those 300 hours.
Oh, not even a tenth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
And are there things that you are just like, I can't wait until this shoe drops? I can't wait. Are there things that are still being held that you're like,
yeah, there's definitely still a couple of things like that I'm quite excited to bring forth.
How much restraint has it taken to A, not make this about you, but B, not to just run and rush this out, pump all of it out, but to hold it as long as you have, to do it exactly right? What was the restraint like?
Yeah. I don't see it so much. I don't see like restraint so much as just wanting to put in the effort that a topic like that deserves, to be done properly. It's definitely, it's not easy. It would be easier to, I think just like it would be easier to, it would be easier to make one video rather than 10, for example. It would be easier to gather 12 hours than 300 hours. But for a topic as big and multi-layered and complex as baby parts harvesting and trafficking, that's something that deserved to have a long-term, in-depth, comprehensive investigative journalism study. It deserved to have all of the pieces be in place, and to have a complete narrative to take to the public before any individual piece was going to come out. So, like you said, this was a very mission driven effort from the very beginning. It was very cause driven, and I wanted to do a really good job. So
at any point did you see, you're going up against literally evil. Had to be breathtaking. Were there times, are you in the videos? Are you one of them asking the questions?
I was one of six actors that we used, yeah.
Because you guys play the role very, very, very well. At some point, you guys had to have walked out of those just shaking and thinking, A, I can't believe the evil that I just faced, and B, people die for stuff like this. I mean, we're going up against evil and very powerful evil. Did that ever hit you while you were doing these things?
Yeah. Yeah, several times, actually. You know, I remember one experience in particular was a conversation that I had with a late-term abortion doctor. Her name is Dr. Shelley Sella. She was featured in the documentary After Tiller, which profiles several different late-term abortion doctors. She practices now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they have no abortion laws whatsoever. So she does abortions all the way up to birth, 39, 40 weeks. She works part-time.
Where is this?
This is in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Southwestern Women's Options, yeah. And she also is a contract physician for Planned Parenthood in Northern California. And I went to a screening of the After Tiller documentary in the East Bay in California at Berkeley, where she was there to do a question and answer session after the film. And so I was there undercover as my character, and I asked her a few questions about fetal tissue harvesting. And while I was speaking with her, she wasn't suspicious of my character. Everything was going well. We were talking, kind of joking, laughing about something. And all of a sudden, she looked straight in my eyes, and I saw almost like a flash of light run from one side of her eyes to the other, kind of like when the sun is flashing in a car, like driving on the freeway. And it flashed from one side to the other, and all of a sudden her eyes looked really hard and mean and aggressive. And for the first time during this entire project, I felt really afraid, like an actual fear, fight or flight kind of response. Like I felt very exposed, felt like she knew everything about me. And then all of a sudden that kind of flash, that glint in her eye was there again, and it was gone, back to laughing, joking, totally casual, normal. I talked about that with several people afterwards, and some people have kind of a spiritual interpretation of that event, others a more psychological interpretation, but on some level, we feel like that was the predator look or the predator instinct that you see in someone who is accustomed to killing people. And this is a late-term abortion doctor who's terminated many, many, many big babies over the years. And that was probably
full-term babies.
Yeah. And that was probably the most significant moment that I had kind of early on encountering, as you said, the evil that we were going to be directly in contact
what
with.
What does it what is your life like now? I mean, I know when I was on Fox, but when I was at Fox and now even with ISIS. ISIS is probably, I mean, you're dealing with, when I was at Fox, we were dealing with giant government and corrupt people, really bad, nasty, some of them evil, corrupt people. But generally speaking, not killers. Mm-hmm. ISIS, they're killers. I have lots of security. You don't. What is your life like now?
Yeah. So, my life is... I feel like in some ways not too much has changed since the time that we were doing this project for 2.5 years. The biggest change maybe is that in some ways it's a little easier. Frankly, it was a lot harder to have lunch or dinner with late-term abortion doctors, to spend weekends with them at fancy hotels talking about new and better ways to kill children. That was all a lot harder than dealing with any of the media or media narrative stuff, the current events, all of that, and that comes with the public release of the project is frankly a little easier than the actual execution of the undercover work. The response overall has been way more positive than negative. I've been involved in the public release of projects like this before, and the level of hate mail, so to speak, that's come at us is actually an order of magnitude less than what I've seen in the past, and I think that is a function of how these videos are really striking a chord at the core of people's values, at the core of just human and American values. The response has been just overwhelmingly positive compared to negative. There have been a few death threats, but just a few.
Let me ask you three categories. Your feeling on, from what you expected and what has happened, what you've lived through, what you've seen, what you know, and now what the reaction is. Tell me your feeling on the public reaction, the institutional reaction, far as Congress and the administration, and
quite honestly, because he's still here in America, the Pope's reaction and the opportunity that they had last week. Tell me about public servant Pope.
Sure. So so for the public reaction, I would have to say, and this also goes for the public servant reaction, you know, I always thought that these videos and the revelations about Planned Parenthood's baby parts harvesting would be really big news. But I never thought or anticipated or expected it would be like 10 presidential candidates commenting on it in the first 24 hours big.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a level of volume and a level of interest that I don't think you can necessarily even plan for or anticipate for anything. But that has been, so in terms of the public reaction, the public outrage, and especially what I've really taken away from the public reaction is there seems to be a real motivation on the part of a lot of people to make sure that something changes.
Yeah.
Because of these videos. There's people, you know, Stem Express is one of the biotech companies that's been partnered, most extensively with Planned Parenthood clinics around the country to harvest baby parts. And they're located in a small mountain town in Northern California. And there's local people there who've started doing prayer vigils and protests every week outside of the Stem Express laboratory up in that town. And we're just inspired to do that by the videos, and they're not giving up, and they have big, you know, big rallies every month about it. So the public reaction, I think, has been even beyond what I could have expected. The same thing goes for the public servant reaction. I'm very gratified to see that there are four different congressional committees that are now investigating Planned Parenthood and their baby parts harvesting and late term abortion business, as well as many, many state and local law enforcement investigations moving forward. As far as the Holy Father's reaction, I am a huge fan of Pope Francis. He's a huge inspiration and role model to me.
You Catholic?
I am Catholic. He was especially an inspiration for me and a source of wisdom during the course of doing this project for 2.5 years. I was a little disappointed by the fact that he didn't mention abortion or baby parts trafficking in the speech to Congress a few days ago. Especially because the Holy Father has very, very strongly condemned harvesting and trafficking in aborted baby parts. Just a little over a year ago, he mentioned it explicitly, and he's familiar with the issue. I feel like that probably has more to do with kind of the diplomatic core management of the papal visit as opposed to the Holy Father as a person. But I do feel like it was a little bit of a missed opportunity, because so many people love him and look up to him for the prophetic voice that he has and that he brings to the conversation and brings to, you know, to our lives. And so I feel like that could have been his Mother Teresa moment, you know, yeah, speaking truth to power.
It's exactly
America.
That's what we said.
And I feel like it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. We're talking to David DeLeiden. He is the founder of Center for Medical Progress, which sounds like a progressive front organization, quite honestly. These are the good guys. These are the guys who have gone out and made these anti-abortion videos, these videos on Planned Parenthood. I want to talk to you a little bit about what Nancy Pelosi said, where she would like an investigation of that, when we come back in just a second.
The reason why you're seeing this is the young man. Look at how it took 2.5 years to be able to unfold this narrative. Yeah. I mean, he did great investigative journalism. Mm-hmm. And what he's saying, you know, obviously the courts will, when this thing goes to court, all that evidence is going to come out and it's going to just make his case solid. The thing is they're probably going to drag it out before the elections, but we're just going to pray, dear God, you know, yes, that Lord, justice would come, this evidence would come out, and the Lord wants abortion ended. He wants it totally ended. You know, the murder of unborn children. And we've been declaring since years,
yeah,
you know, dear God, end abortion, send revival. And we owe a debt of gratitude to David DeLeiden
and his team.
And we're going to have more of the interview when we get back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the Green Room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going to go straight to this interview. This is an interview with David DeLeiden on The Blaze, where they're talking about how he came about doing these videos. That is the Center for Medical Progress, which is a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. He's being charged, allegedly, you know, indicted on a charge of some sort of driver's license things, facing a 20-year penalty in Houston. Thousands are outside the courthouse today telling them to drop these erroneous charges. But I want you to see who the young man is that did this thing. Let's just join the interview now. This is David DeLeiden.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to David DeLeiden. He is the guy who is responsible for making, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but how many people on your team that made these videos?
We work with a handful of contractors, probably 5 to 10 people total.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. These are the videos that have come out for on Planned Parenthood to show exactly what they're doing. That is a death factory. And they're selling for spare parts. It's sick what they're doing. I want to play a little bit of Nancy Pelosi here.
Yeah, this is an amazing video, David. How do you feel when you hear it? First of all, I'll play it for you, and then we'll ask you questions about
it. I've seen some news reports of it, but I also know that some of it is not real, and you can create any reality that you want.
But even if you don't accept the videos on their face,
and I think they should be investigated as to how they obtained those and doctored those, and then had them be accepted as something that was an indictment against Planned Parenthood, because that's not true.
How does that make you feel when she hasn't even seen the video and she's calling for an investigation of not Planned Parenthood, but you?
I would imagine you would welcome that investigation.
Yeah. No, so I mean, I think three words: denial, projection, and contradiction. Those are the three words that sum up her approach there. They can't defend the conduct of Planned Parenthood on the videos, so they have to resort to denialism, to saying that the videos aren't real and the stuff that they're showing isn't real. They're projecting in terms of, you know, I just thought that line was so funny. You can create any reality that you want. I feel like the spin from Planned Parenthood and their allies in Congress and in the media, they're the ones who are creating an alternate reality where the videos aren't real and the events that they record are somehow fabricated. That's the alternate reality that's being created. And number three, the contradiction that, you know, if the videos aren't real, then why do they need an investigation into myself and CMP?
Right. So it does seem like they're going for it in that they're trying to attack it because they know a certain percentage of people just won't check. They'll hear that they've been doctored, believe it, and move on, which is a typical tactic. But from the conservative approach to this, this has all been about defunding Planned Parenthood. And as I watch these videos, I can't help but feel like that is just small potatoes when it comes to this entire thing. I mean, I can't believe after seeing this action that that's what we're going to do. Was that your end goal, just defunding Planned Parenthood, or how much more was that?
Hang on. We're going to get your answer when we come back. The organization responsible for the videos that are exposing Planned Parenthood are done by the Center for Medical Progress. The guy who is the founder of that is David DeLeiden, and he is with us now.
David, you do this project for several years. I mean, you put a lot of work into this. So I would imagine as you're going through it, you're picturing the end game, what happens at the end of this. And the conversation's been around defunding Planned Parenthood, which is essentially, we don't we no longer pay for these activities, which would be great. I'd really like to not be paying for them. However, they're still in operation. They still exist at that front. Their activities seemingly go on, potentially at other institutions. Is defunding Planned Parenthood enough?
No, it's definitely not. And, you know, I think what the American people want when they're confronted with evidence like this, that an organization that is funded by $500 million taxpayer dollars a year and holds themselves out as a legitimate mainstream medical organization, where they're confronted with evidence that that an organization like that has been lying to them and has been using their taxpayer money to run a horrific late-term abortion and baby parts business. I think the American people want accountability more than anything else. And what that means is it means not just defunding and making sure that taxpayer money is not going to fund the biggest abortion business in the country that is going beyond abortion to do even more grotesque, horrific activities. But it also means making sure that they're held accountable to the law, to the whole constellation of laws and regulations on both the state and federal level that are violated in the course of harvesting and selling aborted baby parts. So, you know, I think it's good that there's four different congressional investigations that are moving forward right now. There's multiple state and local law enforcement criminal investigations that are moving forward right now of Planned Parenthood.
This is so very important. We're going to give you this whole interview is available for you at VFNTV.com on The Torch. And we're coming to the end of our program. But we want you to understand 2.5 years of labor, intense work, and gathering all this evidence. It was brought to your representatives, our representatives, the Congress. The Congress passed a bill to defund Planned Parenthood. President Barack Obama vetoed it. You have to have 2/3 of a vote of Congress to override the veto, and Congress did not override. They couldn't get 2/3 of Congress to say that this evilness. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is Congressman
Pittenger
talking about that. Take a look.
We want to make it very clear to the American people where we stand and where the president stands. That's why we put this on his desk. We want them to know that we are standing for righteousness. We're standing for truth. We're standing for the lives of the unborn. And we're standing for a budget that is one that will bring accountability to our government. And that's what we're about.
So you're looking at right here. David DeLayden did that work. It was presented to Congress. You're looking at Pittenger's going, we receive it. We're standing for righteousness. We actually, if the president didn't veto it, no money, none of your tax dollars would be going to these Planned Parenthoods. What do they do? Government officials, not the governor of Texas and not the the head law enforcement officer there.
Attorney General,
but it was one of his, I think, associates or something. It may be in Houston. I can't tell you exactly. I'll show you on the. But in Houston, Solicitor General, I believe, charged this young man instead of defunding it. You know, they couldn't even override the particular veto, and it's like we got to make a stand. God's going to reward us for taking the stand, no matter what's happening right now. I'm telling you. And if you saw that your congressperson sat there and said, "No, we want to continue to be able to fund,"
I believe that's the tune of $500 million. 500. That's how much the budget goes to Planned Parenthood.
$500 million. I want to pray right now. We're just going to pray. We want to pray for David DeLayden. We want to pray for the mercies of God that he would just close down and end abortion. Father God, we thank you for David DeLayden and the work that he's done. Lord, these alleged videos portray evil taking place, Lord, in America, on our soil, innocent bloodshed. God, forgive us for the innocent bloodshed. Forgive us for the murder. Lord, forgive us for allowing it, God, and passing laws to support it and taking our money, tax dollars, and paying for it. God, end abortion, Lord. We pray, God, that you would represent David DeLayden and all of this evidence would come out and it would turn in the favor of ending abortion in America, Lord, and remove every congressperson, every senator, every leader that said they want to support this thing and put in godly leadership who says we honor life from the time of conception to the time of natural death, Father God. Dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch. A torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church. And so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.